Establish clearly defined written goals, your why, and contact your support team. And so you're just going to pull that up and you're going to help them to define their goals and their why. And why is this important, Seth?
Well, this is the contact point. This is why people do the business. They're not doing the business for the product. They're really not. They're actually not even doing it for the money. They're doing it for whatever reason is motivating them, right? It's to pay off their debt. It's to spend time with their family. It's to be a stay-at-home mom or dad. That's the reason. And so you really want to help them connect. Now, it's tempting sometimes. We just want to get to the meat. We just want to get to the goods. This is the goods. In fact, if you want to be a great leader, every time you call somebody in your organization, you just start out with this. Mark, tell me your goals. Tell me your goals. Open up page 5. What are your goals? What's your why? Because if they're connected with that, they will put up with the bad times that will inevitably. There's no golden paved pathway to success that doesn't have setbacks and frustrations. And it's this commitment to your why, your goals, your vision that will enable you to overcome the obstacles.
So there's only 24 hours in a day. And so I think it's really important that we know why we're going to do LifeVantage and what we want to get out of LifeVantage. So let's talk about the why, first of all. I think it's really critical to know why you're doing LifeVantage because, you know, not everyone's going to see LifeVantage like you do. Not everyone's going to see the opportunity or the product like you do. And you may get those people that say no thank you.
Mark, you will get those people.
So when you get those people that say no thank you, you know, a lot of people, I mean, I remember feeling, wow, dejected, you know, I want to quit. And so it's really vital that we know why we're doing it. So when those tough times come in our business, that we can keep doing our business.
I totally agree. And it's really the why. And I love what you said. You said, you know, you got to create it because some of us have lost it. We've been so conditioned to settle for something that we never really even wanted. Right. So sometimes you have to go find it in yourself, but you find that why and you lock into that. And that why is so strong and so deep and so powerful that a runaway freight train couldn't take it away from you. That's the type of commitment that you have to have, not to me, not to Mark, not even to the people who brought you in. Even those relationships are so important. It's about the commitment to yourself. That's really what this business is about, is finding that commitment in yourself that causes you to want to go out and help somebody else.
So, you know, we talk about this why, you know, as we talk with people all across the States and the world, and we ask them why LifeVantage, you know, sometimes people say, you know, I want financial freedom or I want to retire. I think the retirement or the financial freedom, that's not the real why. When you really get down to the why, the why just touches you right there, right in the heart and right in the gut, right? And for me, my why is, you know, I'm doing it for my family. You know, I want my kids to be the best kids they can be. And I want time with them. And, you know, I realize people always talk about quality time, and I think quality time is wonderful, but equally important is quantity time. And the reason I got involved with LifeVantage was because I wanted more time. I wanted my kids to be the best people they can be. I want to be there for them. I want to be at their dance recitals, their piano lessons, their soccer games. And I want to enjoy life with them. And that's my why, is so that they can be the best people they can be. And when you know that why, when the tough times come, you can keep going. And you know what, Seth? In the beginning, it takes a lot of work. And it doesn't happen overnight. And I think that's a key point, knowing that this is a business. It's going to take 3 to 5 years to build. And so if we know that, if we know the why, then we can keep going. And someone taught me, Stephen R. Covey, actually. He taught me that the concept of short-term imbalance for long-term balance. And I want a balanced life. I want to be able to spend time with those kids and my wife, the most important people in my life. And that's why I'm willing to work hard now so that I can enjoy the fruits of the labor later.
Well put.
The next thing is once we know why we're doing LifeVantage or why are we doing anything in life, the next step is to figure out what we want out of LifeVantage? What are our goals with LifeVantage? And Seth, why is that important, knowing what we want to get out of LifeVantage?
That's a great question, Mark. It reminds me of a mentor years ago who was giving me some counsel. And the problem was he didn't know what to counsel me on because I didn't know what I wanted. It really comes down to taking the time to get specific. And you talked a little about that when you were talking about your why and what's so important. Then we need to translate that why into a what. What specifically and by when do I want to accomplish that what? And so we start writing these things down, right? Some people have talked about, in fact, I think it might have been you that taught me this. What is it, the SMART method?
Absolutely, the SMART goal.
Because you're so smart, right? But setting
That's
a SMART goal.
That's what my wife
says. But I think it was you who taught me about SMART goals, right? You need to set goals that are SMART. And what does SMART stand for, that acronym? S stands for?
Specific.
M stands for?
Measurable.
A, it's attainable. R stands for?
Realistic.
So we're talking about taking that why, right, that very intense feeling that you have, and then translating it into a what, something that you can define, something that's quantifiable, right? It has to be specific. In fact, I think you taught me about this, about how your goals have to be specific and they have to be measurable, right? They have to be attainable. They have to be realistic.
And those goals need to have a timeline attached to those.
Exactly. And so that's what we do as a part of the blueprint is you start to identify specifically what do you want, not just I want to have financial freedom. Okay, well, let's get specific about that. I want to earn X amount of money by a certain date, right? And then you start to backtrack from there or to reverse engineer it. So you put that out maybe 3 years or 5 years, right? Maybe it's $10,000 a month. I mean, you think about what $10,000 a month is. That's better than having $1 million in the bank from a cash flow standpoint, right? $1 million in the bank at 5% nets you about, what, $4,000 a month? So a $10,000 a month residual income, this is big. That's $2+ million of capital, of principal, right? So you then start working back from that goal, that 3 to 5 year goal, and say, okay, where do I need to be then in a year? Okay, where do I need to be in 6 months? What do I want to accomplish in the next 3 months? In order to do that, what do I want to accomplish in the next 1 month? And so you're constantly setting these very specific goals that you track, that are on a timeline, but that are measurable. You could look at them and you could say, I did it or I didn't. If you say, I want financial freedom, that's not something that's cut and dry.
So when you're looking at the specific goals, for example, you know, if someone says, I want financial freedom, a better goal might be, a more specific goal is, you know, I need to make X amount of money so that I can have financial freedom, so that I can retire from my job, my J-O-B. And if you know what that figure is, then your support team member or your sponsor can help you to put together a plan of action to get you to where you want to be. So those goals are a vital part of being successful and a vital part of the getting started process.
And so you're going to write your goals, you're going to write your whys, and we recommend that you take a copy of those goals and whys and connect with it the first thing in the morning when you get up, sometime midday, and at night just before going to bed again. And just connecting with the goals and whys are so key to your success. Why? Because you keep it at the forefront of your mind. And when you're consistently thinking about those things, not just in your mind, but also in your heart, that'll help you to act. And the action is what's going to help you to achieve your goals. Now, on top of writing your goals and your why, it's just also to contact your support team. So here's what we're going to do. If you look at that page there, you're going to give them their support team, their name, their phone number, and email. And then I'm going to get on the phone with you and actually contact your support team. And your goal is just to introduce yourself and to tell them a little bit about you and your goals and your why.
Now, this is powerful. If you've ever had experience in this industry, I want you to think back. How many times in the first night that you enrolled in that opportunity were you on the line with not one or not two, not even three, but four different individuals who were all there to support you in attaining your goals? I can venture to say that nobody listening to this ever did this. And that's why it's part of the proven plan. We know that if the first calls that you're making in your business aren't to your friends and family who may potentially turn you down, Your first calls in this business might be to people you don't know, but they're the people who are there to help you. They're part of your support team. They'll help you get what you want.